Adjust your shorts and prepare yourselves to get kicked in the slicks by the Grundle delivery man. And who is this smooth parcel carrier, you might ask? Well, none other than yours truly. I'm Ray Stone. Today is August 5th, 2025. Already? And this is the news. Or not. I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe it's not even real. When I was younger, I went through a phase where I looked at the news all the time. And then I was like, it hurts to do that. So then I just stopped. And guess what? Nothing has changed in my life since then. The rules, I should say, haven't changed. I mean, prices have changed. But the rules are the same. Try to make enough money. Do the things you want. Newsflash, guys. It's as easy as that. But if you want to know all the other stuff that's going on, the other monkeys, the other humans out there going crazy, well, I'll tell you. First of all, Google. Google, it only took, what did Google start in, 98 or 97? So Google's less than 30 years old, or right at 30 years old, a little less than 30 years old. Google took 30 years, less than 30 years, less than 30 years, under 30 years, not even 30 years, to become all about money. Google's all grown up. Google, happy birthday. You made it to adulthood. Life is all about the money. Google doesn't tell you anything unless it makes a dollar. Google's the new mob of information. The information czar. Let's start. Good news first. Here we go. Dutch cities are building cat staircases in their canals to let the cats out. I'm guessing cats weren't making it out, because once you get into the canal, if you can't jump out of the water. Maybe cats can. They can do anything. But so that's good news. Deceased man's list of 3,599 books he read, inspiring readers, and was memorialized in local library. Okay, I'm going to try not to say Deceased man's list of 3,599 books he read, inspiring readers, and was memorialized in local library. It actually says that. That's the sentence. I did not misread that. I think if you listen back, I did read it correctly twice, but I only stumbled the once. I just love in the sign behind him, it says beer. Here's what the most well-read Welsh man, probably, I think he looks like he's in some Scottish country, who read 3,599 books. Where is he? Standing in front of a sign that says beer. That's what the smartest man in the world says. Just drink some beers. You'll be fine. Read a book. Here we are. Endangered blue dragon of the Caymans roars back from the brink as the population climbs above 1,000. Very good. I'm glad they could work it out. Let's see here. Fan favorite YouTuber raises $10 million for St. Jude's by visiting 50 Airbnbs in 50 states in 50 days. Well, that's cool. I don't know how the Airbnbs... Excuse me. Airbnbs have anything to do with that, but I'm glad it worked out, and that's $10 million for St. Jude's. Great job. Japanese rental grandmother services provided much needed and much loved purpose for older women. Yeah, I've got an idea for the old people too. But we don't, you know, I don't want to give away all the ideas. I don't want to give away them all. Somebody's listening, and I'm not telling you that one for free. Here we go. Home siding made from rice husks saves thousands of trees. I'm reminded of the big bad wolf. These houses do look fine. I've also seen, a countertop at a coffee shop made out of recycled sunflower seeds, and it works very well. You just have to put a bunch of varnish on top of it and make sure that it's good epoxy and never sees the light of day. New 3D printed titanium alloy, which reminded me, that was the last thing I wanted to talk about, because it reminded me of the new Tesla battery. And this is where Google has a bent. Google's bent is what's good for Google's overlords is good for Google to show you. Remember the day when you asked Google a question and it gave you the most, the answer that has the best information, not the answer that has the most money for Google. How much you want to pay me to give them your information? That's what Google says. Tesla is not currently using aluminum. The first thing it says is something negative about the Tesla battery. I just saw a thing about Tesla's new 2026 Model 2 cars, which is their robo-taxi vehicles, are going to be released with an aluminum alloy, aluminum ion battery. You can ionically charge a lot of different metals. And apparently, aluminum ion is the next one. The car is supposed to be able to charge in 25 minutes. I mean, we've heard these promises before, but lithium ion is so much denser. Aluminum is an interesting choice because it's a very lightweight metal. It does conduct electricity very, very well, and apparently stores it very, very well as well. Maybe it boils down to being able to put it into thin sheets. Some things focus more on surface area and less on density. So maybe if they're just wrapping them super, super thin, boy, they're getting good at this stuff. But wouldn't that be neat? Do you want to fix the car argument? Make a better battery, one that uses metals that are less caustic to pull from the earth, right? That's the answer? Okay, moving on. Netanyahu to propose full reoccupation of Gaza. Israeli media report. Whew, this is Reuters. And it's all over all the news pages. I mean, this is kind of obviously what I think the plan was. They just needed to do... I think Trump misspoke when he called it a demolition site. He did it back at the beginning of the year. And then I just saw resurfaced videos, so those may have been old. But don't forget, he did call it a demolition site. And then I just saw a flyover view on the talk. If you want to find good news, you kind of have to go to TikTok and then fact check against Google. It almost seems like that's the smarter way to go. As soon as something gets monetized and you can pay for your spot to be at the top, boy, it all kind of goes out the window, doesn't it? Sort of seems like everything's like that. Moving on! Here we've got Trump threatens India with harsh tariffs over Russian oil purchases. Yeah, okay. This is his game. He comes after your balls. He tries to take away your life. This guy is megalomaniac. What was the most recent one? I've got it. It'll come down the road, but I'm just reminded of he just fires you or tries to take your money. This guy's been bailed out to the tune of $1 billion when he was a younger man. Moving on, Titan submersible, the CEO sub that crushed all those Titan CEO or all the billionaire CEOs. Implosion, final report, critical of CEO's inadequate oversight. So apparently he rushed it through and flubbed the numbers, inflated the numbers a little bit. The test numbers, we tested it 100 times. Moving on, NPR. State Department may require some visa applicants to post a bond of up to $15,000. Now, this is crazy. The forward motion of the United States currently and most recently has been to make it easier for the illegal immigrants in the country to get into the country. Not saying anything racist, just they're making it easier to swamp the country with illegal immigrants, and they're making it potentially $15,000 bond harder to get a work or what was the other visa? Not travel. Business and tourist visas. Huh. That's insane. I'm gobsmacked by this. We're ridiculous. Where are we headed? So I asked, based on, I wanted to know how much of India's GDP in exports are we responsible for consuming. The United States takes up just under 20%, 18%, and 16% is where they've been hovering the last 2 years. And I looked up how much does Russia. Russia makes up 7%. So we take about 10% more of India's GDP. But between the two of us, we make 25% of Russia's GDP. So we definitely have a little bit of push and pull there. Ooh, I like this. This is the Texas Democrats ripped for cartoonishly dumb strategy to flee to blue state notorious for gerrymandering. In Texas, they're redrawing the state electoral lines. This is called gerrymandering, in order to procure more electoral votes. This is obvious. It's been done all the time. They're calling to quorum, I think, to vote on this. And you have to, in a quorum, you have to have so many people. The congressman can get out of it. The House of Representatives can get out of it by leaving the state. So if they're in a different state, you can, there's another word for it, means stop the quorum. And Trump is pissed, and the governor of Texas issued a bench warrant, issued warrants for their arrest, is what I saw. This is wild what they're doing. I mean, I'm just following what I'm seeing, okay? Now, maybe my news feed is this stuff, and everybody else is getting different stuff, but if everybody else is seeing this, this is something that we should at least be watching, because they're just redrawing it. Meanwhile, though, the train is going where the train is going. So let's just follow where the train's going and not get all caught up between the Dems and the Reds and the Blues. All-out war, fleeing Texas Dems side with Newsom as redistricting standoff continues. Fight fire with fire. But what's funny is he also is guilty of redistricting and gerrymandering. So they're all just playing the same thing. I think the agreement, here's what the agreement actually has to be. I keep doing this between the big countries, but it's the same with the red versus the blue. Newsom says, sure, I'll take some heat for a while, but, you know, I got broad shoulders. I can handle, you know, a scrutiny, because we have to distract the people and get them mad at something, get them mad at somebody. Okay. So Newsom says, all right, I'll be the bad guy for a while. And then he gets to be the good guy. Meanwhile, he's busy. He is guilty of doing the exact same things. I shouldn't say guilty, but he is. History shows he has done the exact same thing. Call it what you want. All right, BBC. Putin and Trump relationship has soured, but behind the posturing, a Ukraine deal is still possible. I just think this is the funniest. Write that down. Look right here, Mr. President. Look right here. Mr. President, look right here. All right, moving on. What did I search here? Putin demeans Trump nuclear sub repositioning. Kremlin plays down. So one thing I remembered seeing recently is that the international response from Medvedev, Putin's war aide, I'm pretty sure, top war aide, was basically he said, yeah, nice. They, as soon as Trump repositioned his R2 subs to nearby Moscow, if you didn't know this, Trump recently put some nuclear subs, in striking distance of Moscow, which is a crazy maneuver to do. We've done it before. It causes a scare, and we've avoided some near misses by, in fact, one Russian sub operator, a general, I'm pretty sure, who said, no, I'm not going to exact that order. And that order ended up being incorrect anyway. They just missed the cutoff. There was some communication that sort of didn't make it through. How come it's always that communications, when they're really, really important, those are the ones that don't make it through? Like, come on. Is it real? I will say, whenever I'm excited about something on the phone, my phone cuts out. I think I talked about this last week on the podcast with Nancy Pelosi, when her face, when she's like, come on, and it's like, and her face all gets all skewed. It's like, what is that? What is that? We should be paying attention to that. What if that's a glitch in the system where the light literally will show you when somebody's lying, and if they're lying, their face like distorts on video? Oh my God, wouldn't that be cool? Write that down. Anyway, if you get very specific, you can find it that Putin is like, yeah, we have all the subs. You guys have no subs. We have all the subs and this new rocket that can go 5 times the speed of light. So we'll see you tomorrow. And then the U.S. is like, we've got one that goes 10 times the speed of light. And look at all these aluminum batteries. Trump says, oh, this is hilarious. Trump says he'd like to run for president again, but will probably not. Yeah, because you only get 2 terms. Now we've got to change this, make it a little better. I mean, the one thing, it is crazy that we shift leaders so often. It only makes it more difficult for us to maintain any like real credibility on the world stage, in my opinion. If we had longer leaders, that's fine. You know, we should have an 8-year is the course of your period, but you only get one. So you're guaranteed one. We review you at 4 years to see if we're going to keep you around. And we do a little, you know, spelling bee, you know, just a little recap, hit you with a few words, make sure you're still up to the task. I don't know how you fix it. I just thought that was, again, very funny. Everything is very funny. Pam Bondi seeks grand jury review of origins of Trump-Russia investigation. This is about the 2016 election. And something was tickling in the back of my brain and said, if you have a grand jury involved, doesn't that usually seal the documents? And so I Googled, don't they seal the documents? And it says, yeah, yeah. So if Epstein goes to grand jury, those documents get sealed. If the 2016 election goes to grand jury, those documents get sealed. I did pull up the faces of Pam Bondi and Kristi Noem, and before they became evil, they seemed really nice. But wow, have their faces changed. Oosh. Moving on, The Guardian. Oh, COVID cases rise in the U.S. Not doing that again. Sorry. Not doing that again. What did I see? Here's the average price. I had something on The Guardian. Looks like it reset to something else. Oh, Trump says EU could face 35% tariffs if it fails to make $6 billion investment gift. I don't know what that is. He did say something about, oh, I remember what this is. He just announced a $600 billion deal. And who was the lady he met with in Germany last week, the chancellor? He said in the meeting to the press, we came up with a very good deal, $600 billion. And then when he left, she's like, I don't know what he's talking about with the $600 billion. We do have agreements in place. And so now he's just saying, give me 35% or the $6 billion. This is mafia behavior, by the way. I mean, it's all mafia behavior. It's all obviously very mafia behavior. If I hit you with a stick and then force you to pay me to not hit you with that stick, what do you call it? CNN, former senior Biden aide to appear before House committee in probe of former president's alleged mental decline. The only thing I wanted to put this up for was look at this guy. I don't trust this guy as far as I can throw him. Why do they all? You know what? Actually, I've got a new set of requirements. Everyone should get to see your face. If you're running, no more billboard signs without just a giant face of yours. Shouldn't we circulate just the smarmiest of the faces that all of these people make? I guarantee you, I've got a smarmy face. And if I was running for governor, you should look for my smarmiest face. Because the facial expressions that we make, you know, there's a thing that we say like, you know, the window to your soul, that's your eyes. Yes, that's partially true. It's also your whole face, your whole body, in fact, the way that you live. If you've lived for 40 or 50 years, your whole body, face included, expressions included, the lines on your face, they tell about your person. Consternation, worry, happiness. You know, either you're living you know, which way are you living? Now, maybe you could just argue he's looking for happiness, but half of his face is turned up and half of his face is turned down. This is one screwed up cat. Moving on. Driver Chris Raschke killed in a crash while trying to set the speed record at Utah's Bonneville Salt Flats. Made it to 283 miles per hour when his vehicle, the Devil's something, crashed. Devil's, what did he call it? Oh, Speed Demon. 283 is pretty dang fast. This place is amazing. Something I really kind of, the article leans a little bit in the direction of, is this a safe sport? I've got, no, This isn't a safe sport. And you don't get to tell people they don't get to play a safe sport just because you don't like it. Anyone entering an unsafe sport like that, he knows. He knows. Believe me. The guy in the car trying to get to 300 and whatever, I think the current record was, I think it's over 300, three teens maybe. But they're trying to reach 500 miles per hour in a car. You know, that's what they're trying to do. They want to go as fast as possible. They know that it could be this is how it could end. They know that. And they like it enough to take the risk. So let them do it. What are we all crazy about? Okay, moving on. I just wanted to look up what's the deal with the PBS, PBJ. That's why I started there. I was going to say PBJ. The PBS situation, because I saw that the CPB is closing down. Now, the CPB was reliant entirely on government funding, the federal funding to stay alive. PBS and CPB are public broadcasting stations. NPR is impacted as well. So I looked up just to see what the total amount that PBS receives, and I think it said it's only like 10%. So they're going to be okay. So we're still going to have Sesame Street, and we're still going to have the independent news because, you know, we still have independently wealthy people that want to support those kinds of things, independent journalism. We just can't let it all go to seed. You know, we can't just feed the cows the one food. Last but not least, Google. What did I Google here? Oh, just Trump fires. Oh, BLS commissioner. This is the dude that had the luxury of reporting the current job stats. He's just doing his job recording stats. Now, maybe he reported bad stats, or maybe he was told to fudge the numbers by X amount and he didn't fudge those numbers. But whatever the reason, he got fired immediately for reporting weak jobs. And it's like, if you do anything against Donald Trump, you're fucking fired. This is how dictatorships run. This is how it's done. He's one step away from calling us all fags. That's the joke that I need to really work my way into. And because the tide is changing, everybody's kind of seeing it. You know, we thought it was going to be different. He hoodwinked us again. He's a great con man. And the shakeup was not quite the shakeup I was hoping for. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Go ahead and adjust your shorts back down to their normal levels. Consider yourselves kicked in the slicks. My name's Ray. That's the news. And we will see you on Thursday. Bye.